This is a dictation for Miss Christy Porter, CRYSTALPORTER, Crystal Porter. Date of birth is 7/27/1990. Date of service is 7/19/2022. Patient presents with severe pain in the lower back, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, with radiation to both legs posteriorly in S1 S2 dermatome fashion. Pain in both the shoulders to the tune of 7, radiating to nowhere, just localized pain. However, with the difficulty in lifting the arm in abduction and flexion and extension. These pains are constant and ongoing and are alleged to be related to an accident that occurred on 11/28/2021. The details of the accident are as follows. The patient reports that on 11/28/2021 at 2 p.m. she was traveling in a 2019 track T-RAC car, and she was going through a green light. And she was hit with a Mercedes-Benz at 40-50 miles an hour. The accident occurred on 8 Mile and North Chrysler. She was going on 8 Mile and she was trying to make a left to go to the north, and North I-75 or Chrysler, and green light. The other car hit her car in a T-bone on the driver's side after passing through the red light. The patient reported that she was wearing seatbelt, airbags were deployed. There was a loss of consciousness. It was a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. The damage to the car was completely totaled. Driver's side, windshield, tires, hood were all damaged. But she does not know the detailed damage report. She went emergency room via ambulance on the day of accident. She reports at the time of event, she hit her head into the steering wheel. And then she hit her head to the headrest. However, neither the headrest or steering wheel or any internal structures like console were injured. She did not remember injuring into the dashboard. No fractures, laceration, bleeding happened. History of presenting illness, patient started having headaches and still carries on with dizziness, loss of memory and spots in the vision. It denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance. She denies loss of equilibrium, seizures. She denies any confusion, disorientation. She denies lack of focus, lack of concentration. She denies any incontinence of the urine bowel. She denies nausea, vomiting, and the loss of vision field, blurred vision. She denies any smell problems, taste problems, any problem TMJ or facial muscle or sensations, none of them. She reports of numbness and tingling of the right leg posteriorly in S1 S2 dermatome fashion, secondary to the lower back pain, which should include both her buttocks, leading to difficulty walking. However, there is no saddle anesthesia, no sleep disturbance. She denies any anxiety, depression, panic, and no weakness, lightheadedness, lethargy is reported either. Regarding the pain, pains are continuing in the lower back to the tune of 7 usually. They are associated with numbness and tingling of the both legs posteriorly, with a shooting pain to both buttocks and both legs posteriorly all the way to the ankle, feet, all the tools are involved as numbness, tingling every day. In addition, the patient has pain in both the shoulders and she has a difficult time doing abduction beyond 120 degrees. And these pains have continued despite being treated at a pain clinic on Woodward in Royal Oak. These pains are supposedly continuous, now related to what happened. They're described as throbbing, stabbing, sharp, aching, splitting. Pain is from 8 to 9 in the intensity over 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 8. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, standing, walking, and improved by lying down and rest. So far, she has had some X-rays, MRI, CT scans, the reports of which are available. Count them. No muscle weakness is reported. There is no problem in the upper extremities. No weakness. Is not dropping any phones. Bladder bowel incontinence is not reported. Regarding the past treatment, patient notifies that she went to the emergency room in Warren at St. John Macomb Hospital, 12 mile Hoover. On the day of accident, her CT scan and X-rays were done. Chiropractic treatment from 2022 for 1 year was done. Physical therapy was at Ypsilanti since motor vehicle accident, all along since that time of accident. She went to Michigan Pain on North Wood on Woodward in Royal Oak once a month. She had one epidural and one shoulder injections. Only 30% improvement is reported. She denied any acupuncture, biofeedback, traction, tense units, massage, psychology, psychiatrist, surgery, none of them. Please review the chart for system reviews. Like I just dictated, in the system review, none positive. Surgical history, none. Allergies, none. Family history, mother is alive, father is alive, no medical problems. One brother died in a gun violence, two sisters are okay. Relationship status, patient is single. Employment status, patient is unemployed due to the pain since the time of accident. Disability, yes, patient is disabled. Legal history. Patient has Michigan auto law representing her legal case. Personal history. Patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. And she has no homicidal, suicidal thoughts, no anxiety, depression, or self-worth concentration problem are reported. She has issues with the sleep and mood only. Regarding the ADL, patient reports that toileting is affected 9, eating, walking, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening containers, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinets, able to lift dinner plates are affected 8, bathing is affected 7. Physical examination, blood pressure is 139 over 104, pulse is 66, pulse ox is 99, and 5 feet 6 inches, 260 pounds. This is a 33-year-old African-American female of a very good build. Alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia, obese. Patient does not appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain phases. She does not appear to be overly anxious or lethargic. Good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well. He is mobile, independent, without using any protective devices. Rest of the exam is the same. Is normal from the template. neurological examination is normal, present musculature examination is all normal. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is from the template. Tenderness is at the L4, L5 level as well as bilateral sacroiliac joints. L4, L5, L5, S1 and bilateral sacroiliac joint, mildly tender. And there is a 2 plus hypertonicity with occasional trigger points noticed in this area. Range of motion of the cervical spine is completely normal. Forward flexion 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension 15, bilateral side flexion 20, bilateral rotation 20, hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, the Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lerman test is negative, distraction test is negative, Soto Hall test is negative, myelopathy signs are absent. Thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brudzinski Kermit test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive, both sides bilaterally at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally. Breger test negative. Kemp test is positive. The Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint are tender. The Faber test bilaterally is positive. Gonsalant test is positive bilaterally. Standing flexion test negative, iliac compression test was positive. Distraction test was negative. Trendelberg sign is negative. Extremities except for both the shoulders, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal, which includes both elbows, both wrists, both hips, knees, ankle and feet with normal pulses without any tenderness or fetal edema, contusion, laceration. No muscle spasm are noticed. No Prodromal syndrome is observed. The extremities are warm to touch. Range of motion of all joints is normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length disturbance is noticed. Gait is normal. The diagnosis, E66.9, V89.2X60, Z79.891. 110 ENS R51 R42 F41.1 nerves M79.2 muscles M79.1 ligaments M54.0 shoulders the shoulders M25.511 M25.512 M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Lumbar spine, M54.551.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5X68. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, S33.5X68. Plan of care is from the template for Chris Reporter. Treatment plan is described as follows. Physical therapy is ordered for the patient to continue if the pains are continuing, especially for traction device. At a choice place near her home 2 times per week. Discuss the laser treatment also. And acupuncture. Medications were provided to the patient. Mobic, 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Pyrazines were provided for headache relief. Alnalcodine was provided for pain relief, 1 or 2 PRN. Zoloft was provided, 50 milligram twice a day for depression, anxiety. Lyrica was provided, 50 milligram twice a day for the pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRIs is as follows. The cervical MRI, which was done at M1 Imaging on May 1st, 2022, was found to be completely normal. In the lumbar spine, MRI by M1 Imaging, May 1st, 2022, the only issue was found is a minimal broad-based central disc protrusion at L5-S1 with the adequate disc hydration and disc space height. No foramina stenosis and no spinal canal stenosis was found. Interventional pain procedures, only procedure to be done is SI joint injections could be done bilaterally x2 to diagnose and to therapy, as well as lumbar epidural steroid injections x4 could help, as well as injection to the shoulder after the MRIs are done or found. Surgical options, none are being considered right now. Referral to neuropsych evaluation is not warranted. Alternative case worker is not warranted. Past medical records are being requested. Investigation, no investigation is being ordered. EME patient already has reported that she has the back brace, heat pack, ice machine, fancy unit, all the DMEs she already has. And follow-up visit will be in 10 days. Education is yes, disability is discussed. Follow-up visit will be in 30 days. Personal support, yes. Thank you.